Blog Talk Radio.
The Dr. Trevisha Williams Show.
The daughter of two drug-addicted parents. She grew up in a household with a father whose way of resolving conflict between he and her mother was to use his fist. More often than not, her sisters and her were and she were left to fend for themselves, which led to her starting her own business at 14 years of age. Colette, that is an incredible start. I can tell you that right now. How, walk us through this. How did you make sense of what you witnessed growing up in an abusive home? How did you cope and how did you get beyond it?
To be truthfully honest, we get asked that question often, those who have had the similar experiences as I've had. And in that situation, you're not thinking about getting beyond it. You're not thinking, you're just thinking about survival every day. And so that just kicked in. One of the messages I listen to very often is by T.D. Jakes called Believe. And in that message, he's talking about Moses and when God asked Moses, what do you have in your hand? And when you're in a situation like that, regardless of what, if it's domestic violence or whatever the situation is you're going through, at some point your survival instincts kick in, and literally your subconscious mind begins to answer the question, what do you have in your hand? And that's all it was. It wasn't that I sat back and I thought, okay, what can I do? That is not what happened. What happened simply is my subconscious kicked in and said, what do you have in your hand? And so I began to use the tools that I had that were available to me. My family, both my mother's side and my father's side, were entrepreneurs. I literally did not know there was a such thing as a time clock that anybody punched until I was 27 years old. But I started working for the federal government at 14 years old. I started my first business at 14 years old. I still went to school and got straight A's at 14 years old, all while my parents are completely absent for the most part. But it was simply me using what I had. What could I use? What skills did I have? And the business I started, my aunt had very successful salons. And so we had to work in the salon and clean up hair and stuff like that. And so naturally being in that environment, I picked up those skills. And so I would do my sister's hair and my mother's and my grandparents and my cousins and aunts. And so they started paying me. Well, actually what happened was my grandmother told me I better start getting paid for it is really what happened. And so that's how it started. And that carried me through high school, through college, through, you know, some of my adult years. One thing that my family taught me was how to make money. My current journey is as a result of my family teaching me how to make money, but never teaching me how to build a business. Two different things. And my personal philosophy is that entrepreneurship and business ownership are two different things. The business is a system that you can sell or pass on in its simplest form, whereas entrepreneurship is your ability to take something, whatever you have in your hand, and go make money with it.
Exactly, yeah.
And that can build and grow into a business or not. But that's my journey. That's my passion. That's my drive. I have, you know, very successful business owners in my family who all died and some are still living and their businesses are gone, sadly enough. And they have successful businesses in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And I come from an African-American family. That wasn't easy to do in the 60s and 70s.
Exactly. No, it wasn't. Right.
And so my drive and my passion is based on their business is not succeeding, and so I am determined every day to, one, ensure that my business does and the business of others live on.
Right, and isn't it amazing how you can learn so much just by observing other people's, and you know, failures, to be honest with you, and really failure is part of success. And so many, there are so many failures before one reaches a success. And so you have to chalk it up as all gain. It's all gain that you can add to your reservoir of knowledge and experience and a benefit. From having just even being an onlooker and observing and being able to see, where some mistakes were made and how to do things differently is very powerful experience within itself.
Absolutely.
And so what you went through coming from an abusive background and basically literally having to fend for yourself most of your childhood, how did that inspire what you do today?
Well, one, it eliminated excuses. I don't take excuses. Mm-hmm. And even when I coach my business owners, they come in knowing, and I let them know from the beginning that I don't accept excuses. And if that's what the tool they're going to use, then I'm not the coach for them. There's no excuse. If I can survive what I survived at 14-year-old and earlier and still come out a winner, then I can't accept any excuse that you have. It's just about getting it done. So with my clients, I don't set goals. We don't do goals. We set missions because we understand that when the military goes on a mission, one of two things happens. Somebody wins and somebody dies. That's the end of it. And so if you set a goal, maybe I'll do it next month or maybe I'll get it next year. No, on a mission, there's no maybe. It's either you win or you die.
I love it.
So it set me up to be nothing but a winner. And most people would look at my situation and go, oh, my God, that's so sad that you had to go through that and that you.
And don't they start with that? Don't they start with that? It's like,
yeah.
Oh, poor thing.
Yeah, no. In my situation, I look at them and I go, you poor thing, because you've not even been through enough to give you.
Right. Or you haven't done, you don't realize what you can do with what you have been through.
Absolutely. And you don't have the wherewithal. People, as you can tell, God is my foundation and my center. And people pray all the time. And I have these conversations with people who go, God, keep the enemy away from me. God, keep the devil from doing. And I'm like, no, that's where you draw your strength from. Pray that he helps you to get through it as opposed to keeping it away from it. Because otherwise you have no muscle to survive anyway. You can't even walk. You never even try.
Well, you want the strength to climb the mountain. You don't want the mountain to be done away with because you gain so much in that climb. And there's a lot of things that you need on the way to success, and you're getting that in that climb. And so that is crucial. It's crucial. I mean, without that climb, you don't have anything to stand on when you get to the – in fact, you won't make it to the top because you haven't been built well enough to endure and withstand the winds and the storms and the hurricanes and the weather conditions and all the other things that go on. On the way up, and so you've got to take that climb, and so I love the fact that you have so much depth because of God and because of your faith, and I come from the same place, and so I know exactly what it feels like. And when I overcame being a child bride, I told Dr. Oz, he says, well, how did you overcome that? Well, how did you get through that mess? And I told him my faith, your faith gives you so much depth, and it gives you so much wealth of richness and just the wherewithal to endure life's hurricane and come out on top and smiling, and people are looking at you like poor thing, and your reaction is no, I was bettered and I was built by what I went through, and it has empowered me to be who I am today. So I absolutely love it. And on top of what you've been through, you completed your master's degree with a 4.0 GPA, and not being able to obtain employment because you are overly qualified. And how many people can attest to that? You're overly qualified, so that means, start your own business. You've got so many skills and talents that need to be used and can be used to grow your own business and build your own wealth instead of making someone else rich. I love it.
So
Colette, how can people reach you?
They can reach me on my website at ColettePortis.com, or I also have a design firm, which is Destined Designs, which is Destined, DESTINEDD.com. They can follow me on social media, on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, all under Colette Portis. So they can find me that way. I have a book on two books on Amazon. They can find me that way.
They can find me everywhere.
yeah, they can find me wherever.
Okay, well, thanks so much, Colette. This has been a very empowering conversation. I'm sure it's going to inspire other people. And I hope that you have a great rest of the day. And I'm sure we'll be talking again soon.
Thank you. Same to you, Dr. Williams.
Again, you have the wherewithal to overcome absolutely anything. And part of the building blocks to getting where you want to be, where you're destined to be, where your purpose to be in life. So don't discredit your experiences, because every single thing that you've been through is being used to get you where you were destined to be. Also remember that while you can't help what you were born into, you can certainly help what you create. It's your host, Dr. Trevisha Williams, helping you live stronger lives. Until next time, goodbye, everybody.